Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. When the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace Pilot Project Awards were announced for 2013, five private sector groups received grants worth more than $7 million. A week later, we learned that two states, Michigan and Pennsylvania, were also getting a chunk of money to test online identity technology and reduce fraud. Today we hear from Dave Ackerley, Acting Director of Communications for Michigan's Department of Human Services.
We know that here in Michigan, there are issues across the board in the cyber world with identity theft. We're ranked nationally fourth for a number of complaints involving identity theft. And while the problem hasn't been intense in our database with our clients and human services, as we go more and more to an online world, especially up front with applications for benefits, we encourage that, and now we're at about 50%. Half people go online either at kiosk or at their computer or at another computer, library, you name it, to apply for benefits. And we want to just ensure that a client is who he or she says they are and that it isn't somebody else, because that can cause a problem for an honest person. When somebody else tries to assume identity, the process gets slowed down to a snail's pace. We don't want that to happen. So we want there to be a front-end component that really does make it clear to the person who's applying, the person who is putting forth their personal situation, and sometimes with intimate personal details that have to be cleared through federal regulation, statute, and state law, that they are who they say they are. We need to know who they are, and we need to know who they aren't. And that's what we're hoping to ensure, and we plan on ensuring with this new program.
Ultimately, the grant will be used to help clients avoid identity theft within their food assistance program accounts. The Human Services Department will pilot a major new automated initiative aimed at assisting clients in establishing their identity and avoiding longer waits and other issues related to cyber fraud. It will be used in conjunction with a system called Bridges.
That's a large automated system here in the state of Michigan that we work with the State Department of Technology Management and Budget. It does a lot of the work of the program with ensuring that notices are properly sent, that benefits are correctly loaded. It's many, many myriad of interfaces. This will help us institute a protocol at the front end and a program with this grant to help vet an identity. We look at it a couple of ways. There's what you have and what you know. What you have is you've got your IP address, you've got something identifiable, it's a device, it's a laptop, whatever. And then there are things you know that are unique to you as an individual. Folks, many ways now are used to doing that, whether it's with their bank online with a statement, if it's a credit union, if it's another financial institution. And there is certainly no more surprise in the questions that come up that only you will know. Maybe it's your mother's maiden name. Maybe it was your first pet. Maybe it was your favorite car, something like that. It helps us to sift through. And when there are red flags, we'll be able to go after those and say something isn't quite adding up here, and we'll be able to investigate. What we want to avoid is a situation where we have a number of folks who have to come in and get a manual review of their application. It just slows down the process, and the slower that goes, the slower benefits will get out to people who are truly in need. There are times when eyes on a page are important, and sometimes things can be lost in translation, and not every client has the same computer skills as the next person. So there will be times when that manual review, I don't think that's ever going to go away, but we don't want that to be the norm. We want it to be the exception. And if it's the exception, we're going to have a smoother system that operates more efficiently and, frankly, quicker for the client. And the quicker an application is processed, an identity is vetted and verified, an approval case means that benefits can be there for them in a much, much more expeditious manner.
Michigan's grant is worth $1.3 million. The Human Services Department is drafting a waiver to the U.S. Department of Agriculture to use automatic online software to screen for identity theft.
So we're waiting on that waiver. We're putting together our team that will help put together and implement it from the DHS side. And we're going to work with LexisNexis with data and analytics and research. They'll be there as our partner to go through this process and do the assessments, the predictions, the risk management, and Deloitte who's been a longtime partner here of the state of Michigan. They'll be assisting our DTMB, the Michigan Department of Tech Management and Budget. So we'll all work together, and this will be a team effort through Bridges to identify and implement the best way to go forward with this. And in early 2014, I anticipate that we'll be making some real headway on this because we want to get it going as soon as possible. We want to do it the right way. I think a few years from now, when people need to access benefits that are administered by the State Department of Human Services, many of them through federal dollars, they'll be able to go online. They'll be able to confirm their identity quickly and efficiently. They'll get their application decision made in a very efficient manner online without having to trudge to their local office, without having to take a number, without having to wait in queue. And they'll be able to get an answer, and hopefully the literally millions we serve who truly are in need, they'll be able to think that the process is working for them and is being done in as efficient and a good stewardship manner as is possible, and that their identity is safe with them. That's our number one goal.
The Michigan Department of Human Services plans to integrate this auto-verification process using LexisNexis early next year after testing of the new system is complete. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.